The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Come with me from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Man, what a decade this week has been. Holy shit.
Hey, you want to go out for a drive somewhere?
Boy, I could use a drive like you end up pulling ahead.
Jeez, man.
Smooth off right there.
Drive, baby, drive.
Oh. Episode titled Drive Baby Drive.
Drive Baby Drive or The Iceman Cometh.
Yes. Oh yeah, that yeah. I'm going
old school with the Rocky and Bullwinkle references.
Yes. Man. All right, so last week was the Deadpool. I don't think anybody's got points yet. Have they? No.
No.
No points yet. So this is our first official normal show of 2026. Congratulations, you've made it through 1 week. You have 51 left in this horrible, already godforsaken year.
Yeah.
Well, on this week's show, we'll talk about ICE, Minnesota, Iran, Trump, Israel. You know the world's going to hell, and we'll tell you a little bit about it and hopefully make you laugh as we go.
Hey, so, hopefully.
Hopefully. The top 10 for this week, I decided, what the fuck, let's just try to see predictions for 2026. All of mine are horrible, I will tell you in advance.
Matt's going to bitch about how you bring the show down. Don't worry, I've been bitching about that for years.
I'm just glad he listens. Have fun at Wonky. All right, you ready to get into this?
Yes.
As always, we start with TV news. Netflix has renewed Black Mirror for an 8th season. The Netflix live-action Scooby-Doo will begin filming in April. Have you seen the show The Pit?
No.
This is Noah Wiley. It's like a doctor show, but apparently the whole season is one day. It's like 24. But apparently people really like it. It got renewed for a 3rd season. If you are a fan of the Wednesday show, not look for a new season this year. We'll have to wait until 2027.
Oh, so, no.
Oh, no. Apparently more than 110 million people watched the finale of Stranger Things on the day it came out. As she tried to rack her AR with the carry handle. Yeah, that a lot of people not happy with that. So
they didn't get the Say Elsewhere ending or the Newhart ending.
I was hoping for the D&D cartoon ending. We're like, oh, we beat Vecna, and then we go on a roller coaster, and we get stuck in the thing.
Oh, that'd be amazing. They finally get out of the cartoon?
Yes. Oh, that would have... Yeah. Netflix, you can give us stupid money. We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with shit better than what you got. I don't like girls.
Yeah. It took him longer to get that speech out than it did to kill Vecna. Somebody timed it. Wow. All right. Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Tomb Raider series for Amazon has just added a couple really big names to the series. Jason Isaacs and Sigourney Weaver. They said that they will be prominent roles, but they did not say what the characters are. I could see Sigourney being the mom, right?
I don't care. She's that cunt that ruins other movies, right?
Who?
That Phoebe Waller-Bridger person.
I don't know. I haven't watched much of anything. Oh, and then we have this Timothy Busfield.
Oh, Booger, not Booger, Poindexter.
Actor and director Timothy Busfield, famous for West Wing, 30-something, and Revenge of the Nerds, as Vince mentioned, has got a pedo going after him here. Prosecutors in New Mexico allege he sexually abused underage boys who were child actors on a TV production set. Apparently, the show was called The Cleaning Lady. He is charged with child abuse, 2 counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor under the age of 13, because one of the boys was 7. The investigation started in 2024. I looked more into this. Apparently, he also did a show back in 2012 with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And apparently the studio or the producers or something had to have somebody around her 24/7 to keep him away. So this apparently is not a, oh, it just happened. Apparently it's been going on for quite a while. If convicted, Chipper, he should get.
Fucking Poindexter.
That's just...
You know, he's fucking Melissa Gilbert.
He's been married to her for, like, what, 30 years? At least.
That's so weird. I hate it.
Yeah, that too.
It's so weird, man. But Hollywood, and everybody fucking knows what's going on, and nobody wants to do anything about it.
Yeah. But they started the investigation in 24 and just now got the arrest warrant.
They've been married since 2013.
Jeez. Yeah. So I guess 13 years? Yeah. She had to know, right? So she married him after the Jennifer Love Hewitt thing.
No, before. So she had to
have known. Well, he was on set with her in 2012.
Okay, yeah.
So it was after, yeah. It seems like they're all in on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God, that's weird.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some movie news. Vince, one of our predictions from last year is coming true.
Oh, yeah?
We now know who will take over Lucasfilm once Kathleen Kennedy, you know, the horror lady, leaves this year. Lynwyn Brennan will oversee executive duties, and Dave Filoni will be leading all creative for Lucasfilm.
Too little, too late.
Can he bring it back? If he brings it back to prominence like it should be done, it will be the biggest turnaround in entertainment history. And if I was him, my number two in charge would be Sam Witwer. You need nerds that know the lore and are fans to do it. So, yeah, at least we got the guy right that's leading it. Let's see if he can do it.
I feel like I said, it's too little too late.
Now, if he does like, oh, yeah, Ray didn't happen. It was all Luke Weird Green Milk Dream. Yeah. Yay. And I may have called this one, Vince. James Gunn said in an interview that him as the head of DC Studios, quote, not sustainable long term, end quote, while talking about the Warner Brothers sale. I told you James Gunn was going to be gone, and apparently he is admitting, yeah, I'll probably be gone once the sale's over. So, called it.
You got shitty movies.
You've made a couple good movies. You were put in charge of a studio based off one good Marvel movie.
You know what the worst part is? It used to be back in the day that DC had the best movies.
Yep.
The Batman, you know, with Keaton.
Yeah.
And Marvel had all the schlocky, stupid fucking movies.
Yes.
Like that fucking Fantastic Four movie back in the day, a long time ago, or The Punisher. Oh, with fucking.
Don't you dare to disparage the Lundgren.
No, Hasselhoff. Have it on this show. Oh, no, he was Hasselhoff, a Punisher. He was
Nick Fury.
Yeah. Which he pulled it off. I mean,
he did. That's the thing.
But it was still this low budget schlocky shit.
Yeah, and then it flipped.
You know what flipped it? Blade.
Yeah. And speaking of Blade, the Blade solo movie is not happening now. It is officially off the thing. Instead, the character, we still don't know who's playing him, will appear in Midnight Suns, and that's either going to be a movie or a series.
Wesley Snipes. So,
right? They already had him back for Deadpool, and he was perfect, because that's him.
Yeah, it's Wesley Snipes.
Johnny Knoxville announced that Jackass 5 will be coming to theaters in June.
Of course.
Somebody's going to die. I don't think Knoxville can do stunts anymore. Like, physically. He's like, has like Jeff Hardy body. He's just hanging on together by hope and a thread.
I don't think he wants to get hurt anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Johnny, we need you to go in here and fight this bull. Oh, fuck you. I got Fear Factor money now, bitch. I'll be your host.
Does he do a Fear Factor?
Yeah, he's the new host of Fear Factor.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. That's actually decent casting. All right.
Jesus, who came up with that?
I don't know. The new Avatar movie has made over $1 billion at the box office so far, so probably going to get the fourth movie.
Haven't seen one.
I watched a little. I think I did watch the first one. Yeah, because then I went, huh, they just stole the story from Ferngully. Yeah.
I've never seen one.
You're not really missing out. I mean,
I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Visually, the VFX, amazing, because it's James Cameron, it's stupid money. Storyline wise, like I said, they took it from Ferngully.
I have no interest in watching that fucking movie.
Yeah, it's not for me. So, but all of this movie and TV news is dependent on this next story, because there is a very strong possibility actors will go on strike next month if the Screen Actors Guild cannot get what they want from studios and streaming services as they are entering negotiations again. Of course, head of SAG now is Samwise Gamgee, whose name, his real name is Rudy. Help me out here, Vince.
Sean Astin.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. He's Sam, the guy from the Goonies. Yeah, so he's head of the union, so if they can't get what they want from the, it's basically, it's not really the studios this time, it's the streaming services, because that's basically what everything's going to now. And how does that affect metrics of profit sharing? And
profit sharing.
But Vince, I think maybe okay with this last thing for movie news, this casting. You were talking about how Marvel movies were the top and how DC was down. How about a major Marvel star jumping to DC?
Oh, my.
Sebastian Stan, Bucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard this.
It's going to be Harvey Dent in the Batman 2. This is the Pattinson Batman. So you got Sebastian Stan as Harvey. Paul Dano is the Riddler. The old boy whose name is escaping me right now is going to be Joker. This is kind of a murderer's row for bad guy actors.
A lot of people didn't like that Batman movie.
A lot of people went into it because it was Pattinson going, and their brain immediately goes to Twilight.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
he's just a sparkly vampire guy. He pulled it off.
I didn't mind that movie.
I didn't either.
There's people that hate that movie. It fucking sucks. This fucking movie's stupid. I'm like, it's
Paul Dano stole the show.
It's not that bad of a movie.
No.
If you turn your brain off, understand that's like that's his first outing.
You got to go back to Christian Bale,
right? And that's his. That's actually it's a decent movie. I didn't hate it. It wasn't.
People said the same thing about Christian Bale when the first Dark Knight came out, and they're like, "Oh, this is the American Psycho," and it's and they shit on it because it was the Ra's al Ghul story, and they fucked it up. But the same thing with Robert Pattinson. That the Batman is a really good movie, and guess what? Has nothing. James Gunn has no input on these movies, even though they're DC. So. I don't know. We'll
see. I didn't even mind Jeffrey Wright as fucking...
As Gordon?
Yeah. I didn't even kind of mind...
I mean, I did care, but then I didn't. You know,
yeah, I was like, it's kind of okay. I don't...
Yeah. Could it have been better? Yeah.
I thought what's-his-name was nuts as the fucking Penguin.
Oh.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. I forgot he's in that universe, too.
Yeah.
So Colin Farrell, Paul Dano, the Irish actor for Joker, and now Sebastian Stan. Man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And we're getting Clayface as well, because that series is going.
Yeah, those movies. I know it sounds weird, me saying that shit, but it honestly wasn't a bad movie.
No.
I went in with no expectations, and I enjoyed it. It wasn't awful.
Yeah, I went in going, oh, I've seen worse. So
yeah, that ain't no shit.
And I was like, well, this is pretty good.
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
Yeah. You always bring that up because it's so bad.
Pick one.
Exactly. All right. There wasn't really any comic book news this week. First of the year, there's usually not. Everybody kind of is saving for the spring with your Comic-Con startup. Your recommendations for books that have come out in the last couple weeks: Unbreakable X-Men 3, Transformers 27, The End of 2099, issue 1 came out, TMNT 13, Street Sharks 3, Nova Centurion, issue 2, Marvel Knights Punisher, issue 3, Infernal Hulk, number 2, and G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, this is the Larry Hama book, 323. So. There you go.
Nice.
All right. Let's get to some wrestling news. AEW has released or has not renewed the contracts of Matt Taven, Mercedes Martinez, and Alex Abrahantes. Mustafa Ali has re-signed with TNA Wrestling. That's a big keep for them. Rob Van Dam and Katie Forbes welcome the birth of twin girls. Couple weeks ago, named Karma and Sabu. The later was named, of course, after Sabu. Good for them. Dad Van Dam. That's kind of weird thinking of Rob Van Dam as a dad, isn't it?
Yep.
WWE announced that, as we told you, Netflix will now house the entire WWE tape library in the U.S. We told you that was happening, and it did. And now let's get to people just can't keep their fucking mouth shut. This edition brought to you by CM Punk. Said in an interview this week, quote, Freddy Krueger molested children and people are stoked on him, so I guess that makes him a Republican, end quote. There are obviously now calls for WWE to get the title off of him, and others saying, go to the sponsors. You want a real change, you go to the sponsors and say, hey, he can't be saying this being the face of the company. You know, can he have his own opinion? Yeah. Are you literally one of the two faces of the company and you're saying this trying to drive away viewers? Yeah, but this is the same guy that, remember, when he was not with the company, was mocking people for working the Saudi shows, and then as soon as he gets with the company, he sure takes Saudi payday, didn't he? So
they're all still there.
Yep. Everybody that covered up the McMahon shit, still there, still in charge.
Yeah, they're still making money. I don't know. WWE's a shit show, and it needs to be liquidated.
Yep. Sell it to Disney.
I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Well, yeah. Speaking of WWE, a new class action lawsuit was filed Thursday accusing WWE and ESPN of deceptive marketing practices with the move of PLE's pay-per-views to the ESPN Plus streaming service. The complaint takes issue with how some fans who already got ESPN Plus through cable or other providers were still required to pay an additional monthly fee to watch WWE pay-per-views. They allege this contradicts marketing communications from WWE and ESPN, which they claim suggest that all existing ESPN subscribers would have access to the PLEs. And a lot of people are saying, are getting on board with this by saying, yeah, when they first came out and was, you know, saying all this, that's basically what they said. And then they turned around and, well, no, you still got to buy the pay-per-views. We're not UFC. You got to, you know, UFC's on Paramount now and all pay-per-views are included. We're not doing that, even though we alluded to it. So I'm sure it'll be settled out of court. So we'll see. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are now rumors that not only has Chris Jericho signed a WWE contract, but WWE may be sending him, not putting him on Raw or SmackDown, but sending him to wrestle for TNA as a WWE performer. Because the WWE and TNA partnership is now expected to continue till at least 2028. So there's rumors that they'll be sending Jericho to TNA. Speaking of WWE people on TNA, AJ Styles will return to TNA on the 15th for the TNA premiere on AMC. So yeah, they're letting big stars go to TNA. I could see them doing that with Jericho. So. Last thing for wrestling news, it is being rumored, and I think this is pretty definitive, that Brock Lesnar rumored to end his WWE career at SummerSlam this year. SummerSlam will be in Minneapolis, his hometown. So, makes sense. There you go. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, oh boy, for video games.
Claire Obscure, Expedition 33, leads 2025 as the most completed game of the year. Everybody played that game and finished it.
Yeah.
It's a good game, I guess? Fuck, I don't know. GOG Store announces new ownership as it splits from CD Projekt Red. Mikel Kaczynski is now the new owner of GOG as he has acquired 100% of the company's shares, effectively splitting it away from the CD Projekt Red group. He apparently was with them and then bought GOG, and now it's his. So they're apparently he's really going to focus on like DRM-free shit.
Yeah.
He says, with our focus now fully on an ambitious development roadmap and expanding our franchise with new high-quality projects, we felt this was the right time for the move.
So he saw the opportunity and took it.
Right. So, yeah, it's good. I like GOG. You can go there and buy games that are DRM-free. And
yeah.
It fits. Former Elder Scrolls Online chief confirms Microsoft's 2025 bloodbath drove his departure from ZeniMax. Project Blackbird was the game I had waited my entire career to create. Fuck Microsoft.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Rainbow Six Siege has been hacked again.
Yep.
Poor Ubisoft. And players are reportedly getting a 67-day ban.
Get it?
6-7.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Sound like the goalie for the grilled cheese Grizzlies. I'm just saying.
It's I don't know. Divinity might Larian might port the new Divinity over to Switch 2.
Really?
Maybe. But it's a fucking Switch.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. The last thing I have is the new season of Fortnite has dropped, and it's South Park. With incredibly powerful shit. You get a Kenny token that will revive you instantly on death.
Yeah, it helped, actually.
Cheesy poofs for instant health and the stick of truth. And once you get the stick, it will close the circle in 5 minutes. The storm will close in on where you have the
It does stick. Not stop.
It does not stop. It's broken.
Yeah.
They're going to have to nerf something.
Yes, and it is sweaty as...
Yes. Yeah,
and they your mobility is extremely now limited. If you don't have a jetpack, you're basically screwed.
Yeah. You get the Crash Pad Juniors and the jetpack, and that's it. There's no bouncies. There's no shocks anymore.
Shocks are gone. Sword's gone. Yeah.
You bring back gummy berry juice, and...
then we'll talk.
Yeah, but it ain't... It ain't happening.
Yeah, it was... Oof.
Yeah.
I know, like the way they recalibrated the guns too. Some of the guns damage they nerfed a little, like the Deadeye.
The that new SMG,
the Uzi,
the new one, yeah,
it was
really
Uzi?
Good.
Yeah, and they did buff the other SMG. I can't. My brain is not braining today. I want to call it the Hollow Rush. Is that right?
Maybe. Fuck, I don't know.
It's not the Uzi, it's the other one. And they buffed it and the TAC, so.
One of the leaks was Regular Show? Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Regular Show is coming.
Apparently, yes. Rigby will be a pet. He'll be a sidekick.
Ah.
That's hilarious. Mordecai and Rigby running around the fucking map.
Yep.
Make that happen. That's all I got.
The only two things I have is, speaking of Fortnite, I had the Regular Show collab was coming, and Luna Snow and Magic from Marvel Rivals are getting skins in Fortnite. Look for that sometime second week of February.
Oh, yeah? So, in bikinis?
Yeah. Well, if they keep it with the Marvel Rivals Gooner theme, probably. Jesus. But Fortnite, probably not. The only other thing I had, Vince, was did you hear about this new PlayStation tech that they just patented called Ghost Player?
No.
Okay, PlayStation has patented a new tech called Ghost Player that can allow AI to play games for players who may need assistance or are stuck at certain spots in-game.
Well, they just had their source code leaked.
Yep.
So they're
Star Wars Revenge Racer. Yeah,
they're going to be jailbreaking the shit out of that. So, but you need a game to do it, and it's an obscure fucking Pod Racer game or something. Pod Racer Revenge or something like that.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Good luck getting it.
And apparently, I saw something that there is a new. It's either a. I think it's a TV. It's either a TV or it is a computer monitor that. The TV itself will have built-in AI to help you with games such as aimbot and flashbang resistance. So you're not cheating on your console. It will be your TV doing it.
It's
like $1,800 was the thing I saw. I'll have to try to find
how
that
is that
again,
how are they doing that?
I don't know.
What's the difference between me just buying a Cronus?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So, all right. There's only really one thing for music news this week, and it is going to be a lawsuit against Google. Because Canadian musician Ashley McIsaac had a show canceled because Google AI incorrectly labeled him as a sex offender. And the venue canceled his show. He has now got lawyers and is considering suing Google, which it was the Google, what's that, Gemini AI?
Yeah.
That's the Google? Yeah. So, yep.
AI is so smart.
Yep.
I can't imagine anything happening in the next year.
Right, yeah.
Spoiler, no one of my...
I don't even have that, yeah. Well, awesome. Speaking of that, it'll be time for a hilarious song of the week, a very timely and poignant song of the week. and we will plug our friends. We may or may not have a sponsor this week. Wink. Not a real sponsor, just go along with the bit. Sure. And when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 news predictions for 2026.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast. That's THEBROKAST. And you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
We are.
Yay! Mm-hmm. All right. Since this year has already started off so wonderfully, we figured, what the hell? Let's go with what we think is going to happen in 2026 news-wise. Vince, you're number 10. Just to let you know, all of mine are horrible. So,
no GTA 6 until 2027.
Higher on my list.
It ain't coming out.
We probably have a lot of crossover here. So, my number 10, there will be an attack on the power grid in the U.S. this year. Yep. Number 9.
Yep. UFOs. They're coming.
Higher on my list.
Yep. Did you send me that TR-3B?
Yes.
I can't tell whether that was AI or not.
I couldn't tell either, so.
It looked really, really good. But they're real. I mean, people have been seeing them forever. So, yeah. That's what I got. That's my 9.
Next. Yeah. My number 9, a female wrestler will be attacked by a stalker. Mm. Now, listen, I don't want these to happen, but this is getting more and more serious, especially with the female wrestlers.
Right.
So, I have a feeling we're going to get another, like, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, somebody's in my house, if not worse.
Right. Right.
So, all right. Number 8.
I think nuclear energy is going to take off this year.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to have these, like, little, the mini nuclear plants. molten salt reactors.
I could see that. Not a Three Mile Island, but
No. But I think it's going to start getting real big.
I could see that for sure. My number eight, there will be, in my prediction, a major earthquake in the U.S. this year. Now, if I had to guess where?
The New Madrid Fault.
Oregon, Northern California, or New Madrid, yeah. So, those are obviously the two easiest to pick from, but yeah. So, I think there will be a major six or higher earthquake. So,
good.
Number seven.
We will not be getting a Doge check. I don't think.
You think it's all BS?
I believe it is.
Yeah. I can absolutely see that.
We're not getting our money back. No.
No.
I'll shit if we do.
Just eat bread from Carmine's.
Right. Jesus, yeah.
My number seven, Apple will buy Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that could happen this year. Because I think you're going to end up with about three or four entertainment companies, Apple, Netflix, maybe Paramount, NBC Universal. That's going to be it. So, yeah, I think Apple's going to just say screw it and pay the money and buy Disney. So,
yeah.
All right, number six.
You know all that tariff money that we've collected so far?
Yeah.
We're going to have to pay it back.
Oh, that would crash the economy.
Higher on the list?
Well,
yeah, they're already starting to talk about it. So,
yeah, I saw that they were bringing it up.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like I said, this everything here is bad. So, what are we up to? Six for me.
Yeah.
No GTA this year. So there you go.
No, that's good. Yeah,
it ain't happening. All right, number five.
I think people will be more against AI this year. I think it's going to be like they're just not going to want to use it anymore.
I like a little bit of a backlash.
Yeah. I mean, with everything going up, the prices of RAM and video cards, you know, they're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
We don't need this that bad.
Right. Yeah. I definitely see that. People are going to be priced out of it.
Right.
Yeah. My number five, and they've already talked about this, a worldwide cyber attack will try to push everyone more towards digital IDs.
Don't you think you'd want to, like, get away from that end of it?
Right.
If there's, like, a cyber attack, why would you want a digital ID?
Right. But they'll try to use it to push towards, more control. So.
Right.
All right, number four.
I think there's going to be a recession / depression by the end of the year.
Yeah, I really think. I think that's one of the things I hope people are ready. You better have some stuff put back. Because, the money's worthless.
Yep.
All right, what do you mean? Me at four?
Yeah.
A major world leader will be assassinated. I don't know who. I mean, I can guess, but I think you're going to have a major big leader name get popped. So,
right.
Yep, three.
My number three, I think there's going to be a couple AAA game companies that are going to go bankrupt this year.
Ooh.
Ubisoft, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I could definitely see that. Yes, they will be bought. But I can see them being bought.
Yeah, AAA games ain't the way they used to be. There's a bunch of indie games that are just blowing it up right now. So,
yeah. Outro. So, yep, that's exactly right. My number three: the U.S. finally does disclosure of "quote unquote" aliens. Project Bluebeam to the forefront.
Yay. Or they actually have the shit and they've been repressing it for years and years and years and
Yeah, so All right, number two.
I think there's going to be a real estate market crash.
Well, that would tie in because the federal government's trying to do a lot with real estate laws and stuff right now. So yeah. I could see, yeah, I could see that for sure. That worked out so well last time.
Yeah, we'll just bail them out again.
My number two. Boy, this one looks like it could be next week. The Insurrection Act will be declared in multiple major U.S. cities.
Wow, that's my number one.
Is it?
Insurrection Act, he suspends habeas corpus, and it leads into a civil war.
Yep. And we'll get to the whys coming up, obviously, in the second half here when we get to dig and see this. But, yeah, because shit ain't good, kids. And we told you about this months ago.
Yeah.
Always ahead of the curve. So, my number one, and this will, if number two happens, look for number one to happen after. A terrorist attack or a false flag will pull the U.S. into a major war.
Yeah.
Now, who will be behind it? Well.
Right.
So.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, kids. Yeah. All right. There was no listener picks for this week, so yay for that.
Yeah, you big pussies. Come on.
We do have listener questions, and I do want to apologize to Ronnie and Roboto and everybody that sends in questions. Facebook has been dicking with the group. I have not been getting notifications or even seeing posts until weeks later. So these are all older questions, but I just now am getting them, so apologies. Ronnie, his first question here. Thoughts on Egypt facing Iran on Pride Night at the World Cup? If they don't toss a gay off the roof, are they really even trying? I mean, that's... Come on now.
Yeah, come on.
And then you can do the I'm not in a gay.
Shit. But,
Ronnie has an FMK for you, Vince.
Oh, shit.
It's been a while since we've had this.
Yeah, you haven't looked at this thing for a year, have you?
I'm getting like notifications from 2 months ago. It's retarded. Facebook, get your shit together. So FMK, Liv Morgan, Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss.
Oh, damn. I'll marry Alexis. And I'm going to fuck the hell out of Fivehead.
Yeah, I figured you would.
I'm sorry. That hurts my heart.
I know. And that's how it's got to go. Yeah. I get rid of Sasha. Just that's my own personal preference.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Yeah. Well, I am. All right. Last question that I could find comes in from Roboto. And Vince, this is timely now because of the Fortnite update. His question is, why do short characters need to be on stilts or mechs in Fortnite? Are they afraid of odd job situation from back in the day resurfacing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly why. All of the hitboxes have to be the same. So you can't... Because if it was tiny characters, it would be pay to win.
Yeah, because like everybody's like got Epic a tiny character.
Yeah, not like Epic doesn't fucking handle cheating anyway.
Yeah. Hey, they just got rid of 70,000 people, so... Or so they say.
Right. But yeah, so that's why. All the hitboxes have to be the same. So, yep, that's it. All right, thank you guys for your questions. Hopefully they'll start popping up like they should. Just keep using the same thread. I am not even going to put up a new thread. It's all right. All right, Vince, it's that time. I don't want to. I don't want to go climb the world. You can't make me.
Don't do it.
You're not my real dad. Are you?
He's not.
Okay. All right. Did you see those stories from Clown World? This week, a tranny attacked the Cincinnati home of Vice President Vance and was arrested by Secret Service. And when he appeared in court, he, she, it, them, whatever it is, started to cry. Because, you know.
Yeah, like you do.
Like you do. This week, the president of Australia said, quote, with increasing Islamophobia, they will come where we have all women wear a headscarf to show solidarity with those who do so for religious reasons, end quote.
What?
Mandatory headscarves in Australia, coming soon. Yeah. You know what? Just, I figured out a way to cure Australia. I need a shit ton of steroids, though.
I come from a land down under.
We're just going to shoot up all the kangaroos with a ton of roids.
Oh, my God.
Let them go. In, like, their parliament building. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Could you imagine?
Oh, it'd be a bloodbath. And live stream it. It'd be great and hilarious. All right. Next story here. Trump has... Now, I don't understand this because I don't understand any of this anymore. Trump has given Israel the green light to start military operations in Lebanon.
Why?
Israel has been in Lebanon for the last 10 years. And if Israel's so great, why do they have to get Trump's okay to do it? I have nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Why the fuck are we even... I don't know.
Yeah, we shouldn't be involved in any of this.
Yeah, why are we involved? Why are we giving them our tax money? Why?
Yeah. Nebraska State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh was caught on tape vandalizing a Declaration of Independence exhibit at the Nebraska State Capitol. People are calling her to be expelled over the incident. This is not her first time doing stupid shit like this, but, you know. Vince, this next story, I really want to hear your thoughts on it. The CIA said this week that they can neither confirm nor deny the existence of the 3i Atlas file.
Huh?
The CIA is refusing to say whether they yes or no that they have a file on 3i Atlas.
Why wouldn't they not? They could at least say, yeah, we've got a file on it. It's a file that it was a government file.
But they're saying we can't even tell you if we do or don't have a file on this.
That's fucking...
And it's the CIA. Uh-huh. What they should have done is said, hey, you should go talk to the Pentagon.
Yeah. But, what's the scary department that's scarier than the CIA?
Oh,
National Reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NRO. Yeah.
Yeah, go talk to NRO. Oh, sorry, they don't exist. Yeah,
that's not scary at all.
No. All right, let's get to this Maduro stuff. So we went and we arrested him and his wife. Said it was because we had him on charges. We got their oil and all their stuff. Then a reporter from Rolling Stone, Seth Harp, doxed a member of Delta Force that he thought was the commander. But of course, he doxed the wrong man. Thomas Massey read the unsealed indictment that the U.S. had against Earl, right? It's a 25-page indictment. Nowhere in it does it mention oil or fentanyl. Now, remember, that was the whole point of going in, was the Venezuela is fentanyl coming into the U.S. And apparently the White House had to come out and admit, they said that Maduro was the head of a cartel, the Cartel de las Soles. The White House had to admit in court that cartel does not exist. Welcome to WMDs in Iraq, Part 30.
He has, from the Biden administration, has a bounty on him, right?
Yes, Biden put a bounty on him. Trump upped it.
I don't.
And then got him. Yeah.
I don't feel too bad for the fucker.
I don't care. Why? There is a lot more important shit that we need to handle here than be worrying about other shit all over there.
Yeah. Unless you just come out and tell us the truth. He's a piece of shit. He's doing this, this, and this.
We want their stuff. Just say it. We're taking their stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I understand they fucked this on oil like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a shithead. I get it. At least come out and just fucking tell the truth about it. Look, yeah, they did this. We're going to get his ass. Great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't fucking pussyfoot around it. Don't give me half truths and bullshit. Just fucking tell me. He's a motherfucker. Yeah. We're going to go get his ass. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, we're all adults here.
Yeah, China's called for his immediate release. Trump then also threatened Cuba and Colombia and announced that the U.S. will begin conducting land strikes on cartel assets in Mexico. The president of Colombia will be coming to the White House first week of February to meet with Trump. So...
Yeah, and Sheinbaum in Mexico said, oh, we're going to work with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you damn right you are. They know they know they're bad. They know they're doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, what the fuck are you doing? And the other part of me is like, yeah, go get them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. The duality of man, I suppose.
Right. The U.S. have been taking oil tankers, or tankers that they say are part of the Venezuelan ghost fleet, that's shipping oil that supposedly is ours now because we run their country, to other parts of the world, right? Except they got one ship that they said, well, it didn't have a flag, and then magically it got a Russian flag on it. But once they boarded that Russian ship, they found no drugs, no oil, just the crew taking it to port.
Right.
Oh, and just as an aside here, Vince, it was announced by Homeland Security this week that Venezuelan, quote, migrants can now apply to become refugees in the U.S.
I thought that was bullshit. Did they debunk that?
I don't think so. It may or may not be. That might have been before we took him out, so I don't know. It's all theater. Speaking of theater, Trump said we need Greenland. We told you this a couple weeks ago. Denmark said that if the U.S. tries to take it, the EU will kick Americans off their military bases, and it will be the end of NATO.
Oh.
Trump said he is willing to pay each person in Greenland $100,000 to vote on leaving Denmark and becoming part of the U.S. More of our tax money. Then Trump came out and said the U.S. will have Greenland either the easy way or the hard way. Now, remind you, this would not be the first time Denmark has sold things to the United States. The Virgin Islands originally were under Denmark colonial control, and they sold it to the United States. So there is precedent. He said it's to keep China and Russia. Something's fucky. The whole thing's fucky.
They're lying.
Yeah.
There's oil or some sort of fucking rare earth mineral in there, and they're going to fucking take it.
Yep. I can absolutely see that. All right. Next thing here. Trump has... This was probably why I added my number one as we're getting into a giant world war, because Trump this week expanded next year's military budget, okay, from $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion. He upped the Pentagon budget, which, by the way, they have failed 8 straight audits, by $500 billion. You don't do that unless there's a gigantic war coming. Ta-da. This week in Why Vince Hates Israel, Netanyahu said in an interview this week, quote, 1,000 is dying on October 7th is equivalent to about 40,000 Americans, end quote. So it's 40-1. You dirty goyim.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck Israel, by the way. I don't know if I've said that yet today.
Speaking of Netanyahu, mysteriously, the judge presiding over his corruption case just happened to get killed this week. Huh.
That's crazy. Who would have thought?
I Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. Horribly. Not, well, not really. Yeah, we figured. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're the judge overdoing my corruption. Oh, you're dead. Next. You talked about AI earlier, Vince. AI just became legally authorized to practice medicine in the U.S. Doctronic launched a pilot where AI renews prescriptions for chronic conditions, reviews histories, asks questions, and sends prescriptions to the pharmacy. This is step one of AI taking over the medical field. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But, I mean, on the upside is at least AI can talk to you in English and not like, hey, we think that you have a medical problem. We have tried turning off, heart turning back on. We do not know.
We know not, though. You bloody.
Fuck you, sorry. Bloody. Sorry, I do not know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently in Paris, there's this big Ukraine meeting going on about, well, what the hell's going to happen with Ukraine. And Frederick Metz, this is laughable, said that Germany will take responsibility for the security of Ukraine and the entire continent as a whole.
Germany.
Which made me instantly think, I say Sieg, oh my, say? Yeah. So, you know, I was like, well, all right.
We've seen how Germany handles Russia.
Yeah.
They sure they want to go that route? Is that the route they want to go?
Sorry, Mr. Putin. I'm having 40 flashbacks. Yeah.
Mm. Germany.
Yeah.
Fighting a war with Russia in the winter.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I read this book, like a bunch of books on this, and it didn't end well.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have a nice time.
Bye. All right. The next set of stories. We got to go to Minnesota. But we start not with where you think, but with the Somali fraud investigation. Apparently, due to the Somali fraud investigation, Governor Walz has dropped his bid for re-election, calling the looking into the Somali fraud white supremacy.
Yes, it's white supremacy.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I wish there was white supremacy.
I tell you what, this shit, I don't think they'd be doing half this shit if there was white supremacy.
Mm-mm. But of course, the big story out of Minnesota is the ICE deal. ICE shot smooth off Renee Good.
Dumb bitch.
She tried to run over an ICE officer because her dyke. Listen, terminology may be harsh, but it's correct. It's like reading a Tom Sawyer, where you see the word with the hard R. Okay, it's, you know. But yeah, apparently the ICE officer had previously been dragged and hospitalized by a driver who hit him last year. She hit him. First they came out and said, well, she didn't hit him. And then they're like, well, she might have hit him a little bit. And it was like, and then the actual, his cell phone footage came out. And yeah, she hit him damn hard. And he went pop and she went, ugh! So... And then all the shit starts.
Minnesota's like, drive, baby, drive!
Yeah, drive, baby, drive.
Oh.
She went, I can't break.
I can't break. Yeah. Every online, they're calling her George Floyd.
Yeah. I'm just confused that it was a lesbian and not in a Subaru. I mean,
oh,
stereotypes be damned, but come on now. The Minnesota Timberwolves held a moment of silence for the... Good commie that's now dead.
So. Yeah, and then ate a bucket of fried chicken afterwards.
Yeah. The next day and night, Whoopi Goldberg and Jimmy Kimmel both came out and said, Donald Trump wants to kill you. Just a reminder that both of those shows are owned and produced by Disney. So, Governor Walz authorized the Minnesota National Guard, quote, to support local law enforcement, end quote, Except the problem with that there were multiple reports of 911 dispatchers asking people their race and hanging up on white collars.
Right.
State police were staged a mile from riders and given no go in orders. Do not engage. Multiple businesses in Minneapolis, including a Hilton Hotel and a McDonald's, are refusing to do business with ICE or government agents at all. And it's like last night, they actually broke into one hotel and tore up the lobby because they thought that's where ICE was staying. The quote-unquote rioters who are on video admitting that they are being paid to do this.
Don't get me started. I think this is the government's fault. Didn't, what, a couple years ago, they said they were going to try to RICO these fuckers?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, look.
They never did?
They never did. And they're not doing it now.
Right.
So if a couple commies get fucking popped, I don't care.
Yeah.
5 years ago, you guys, 6 years ago, you guys did this shit.
Yep.
Fuck off.
And the head of Burn, Loot, Murder in Minneapolis came out and said, we did it for George Floyd. We better this time and burn more and make him spend more money. Yeah. So.
Yeah, come into my neighborhood.
All right. Democratic Representative Robin Kelly announced she plans to file 3 articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over the incident. I don't get it. Well, I do. You're grandstanding. The Philly, now let's transfer over to Philadelphia, right? The Philadelphia district attorney warned ICE agents, this is in the wake of the shooting in Minneapolis, quote, if any law enforcement agent and ICE agent is going to come to Philly to commit crimes, you can get the F out of here. That seems to be the going tagline. I will charge you with those crimes. You will be arrested. You will stand trial and you will be convicted. Trump can't for a state court conviction. Do you hear me, ICE agents? Then the Philadelphia DEI Sheriff Rochelle Bilal called ICE fake law enforcement and said she will arrest them for enforcing federal immigration law and told them, quote, you don't want this smoke.
You don't want this shit.
No, we want Philly to burn.
I don't understand. I
can't, no shits about Philadelphia. You can just earthquake and be gone. So
I don't understand.
Rioters and quote unquote protesters were chanting Kristi Noem, Kristi Noem will hang and save a life killing ICE. I think this was last night. Yeah, this was last night that the USDA has suspended all federal funding to the state of Minnesota. No money. And DHS announced last night that they are sending an additional 1,000 Border Patrol agents to Minneapolis. If you still think this is Democrat versus Republican, you're way off. So, but now we transfer to Portland, Oregon. Commie heaven. ICE agents shot 2 people who tried to hit ICE with their car. Come to find out, ICE immediately said these were those Venezuelan gang members.
Tren de Argua or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At first, the Portland police said, no, they weren't. We don't know if they were the gang members. But then last night, the police chief admitted that they were and then broke down in tears crying. This is the chief of Portland police.
Was it a crying bitch?
No, he was acting like one.
Oh, it was a guy?
Yeah, crying that these Venezuelan gang members got shot. They're still alive, by the
way.
Why
are they
offed?
Why are they protecting criminals?
I wish I knew.
I don't understand. You know, right now, yeah, the other day in the UK, they arrested a woman for feeding pigeons in the park.
Yeah.
It took like 4 cops to arrest one woman. And they can't get these motherfuckers who are burning shit down?
Yeah.
It's coming, folks.
It is.
It's here.
It is accelerating at a pace that I didn't think was possible.
You're not. You don't come into my town. I don't know how else to say it without coming right out and saying it.
Yes. But now we have, let's go to across the world into Iran. Just 48 hours after being photographed with a photograph of Lindsey Graham and Trump posed together with a hat saying, "Make Iran Great Again," was posted online. Magically, demonstrations started in Iran of people trying to get rid of the Islamist regime. This is being led by the West and Mossad from Israel. This was not only confirmed by Mike Pompeo, but by Mossad themselves. Iran has shut down 95% of their internet and most cell phone service. It looks like the regime is going to topple, but Trump came out last night and said, "We will be hitting them very hard." I don't know what it means. The reports came out this morning that about 200 protesters were shot and killed by the military. I don't know. There was an unconfirmed report last night that the Ayatollah had been killed by a military coup. That's obviously not true. So getting actual hard information about this is difficult.
If Iran falls,
yep,
Israel will get what they want.
Yep.
And Israel will pretty much take over everything, and nobody will do anything about it.
Yep. That's why Mossad is in on this.
I don't know. Like, China's not going to do anything about it. Russia's not going to do anything about it. None of the BRICS nations are going to do anything about it, even though they're part of that, right? Iran is part of the BRICS nation, yes. Right?
Yes, they're the I in BRICS. Yeah.
So that, nothing's going to happen.
But this would, this is getting your button up really close to Russia here.
So, they're not going to do anything.
I know. I don't understand, but all right, moving on here.
Do you want Israel to run the world?
Wait, well, hold on. They don't?
I mean, not that they don't already.
I just had to get that in.
I know.
I had to get my shit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already do. They just, now it'll be blatant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't wait to run Disneyland. So, all right. Remember how we've always told you that it's a big club and you ain't a part of it?
Right.
Guess who's not only going to be attending the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, but will be the guest of honor and give the keynote address?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Imagine.
Shocked, I tell. Well, not really.
Putin had a hair on his ass.
He would wait and just sit. Yeah.
Get them all.
In one spot, you damn right.
But he's a WEF cocksucker, too.
Yeah. It's a big club, and it's all theater.
Yep.
So, Trump came out last night and said, effective January 20th, I as president am calling for a one-year cap on credit card interest rates of 10%. I didn't know that a president could do that. Did you?
We're gonna lock down Ursary. Oh, wait. We can't say that out loud. Oh, fuck.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, that's anti-Semitic, Trump. All right? That's anti-Semitism for not letting that fucking... for capping a fucking percentage rate.
Yeah. Australia and the UK are about to ban Twitter. So...
yeah, did you see the pictures of all the women? There's a picture of the women who are wanting to ban Twitter, right?
Yeah, and they all look like handsome gentlemen.
And then the quote from 1984, it was always the women.
Yes.
They were the towers of the line,
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, there's a civil war going on in Syria again, except this time, publicly, both sides are being backed by the United States. Cool. Whatever. I don't care about your country. I just go away.
Money.
Yeah.
Where's my money going? Oh, it's going to funding wars. Okay.
It was reported last night, this morning, that the U.S. has now sent the USS Iwo Jima and the USS San Antonio to just miles off the coast of Cuba. How does in any of this help me here?
They're going to finally go over to Cuba now?
With bills. With cost of living, with quality of life, with
Oh, whoa. We're paying for somebody else's quality of life, Pudge. Okay, come on.
Damn right. That's the problem. All right, let me see here. Hey, you remember all those H-1B visas everybody's bitching about?
Buddy! Fuck your buddy!
Sir? Well, the U.S. is increasing the number of O-1 visas. You know what these are?
Yeah, they're the actress fucking
visas. Yes, the artist visas. But guess what they are increasing them for?
OnlyFans models. I saw this.
Yep.
Fucking...
Import the whores. Yes. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Burn it all down. Burn the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to end with this. Probably the scariest story of the week, and that's saying something.
Oh, I like scary, bud.
Trump did an interview with the New York Times. Okay. Yes. And he was asked, let's see. In an interview with the New York Times, Trump said the only constraint on his ability to use military force globally is his own judgment. Quote, my own morality, my own mind is the only thing that can stop me. I don't need international law. I'm not looking to hurt people. When asked on whether his administration must follow international law, he says, I do, but then added, it depends on your definition of international law is, end quote.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck, dude. You can't stop me.
Yeah, I know.
Only I can stop me. Listen, all the people that were hopeful that, look, we all got hornswoggled, little midget bastard. We all got lied to. He has done, all this is going on, not a single other person. We got the leader of Venezuela before anybody on the Epstein list got invited. Indicted.
Nobody on the Epstein list. Fauci, Clinton. No one has been arrested for anything yet. The shit, the fucking the riots. You said you were gonna Rico fucking that stupid motherfucker, Soros. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. But we can go over here and get, you know, the leader of another country because we don't like him and we want his stuff.
Yeah. Even Skeets is sad.
He is. He's sad. He's crying. I got to let him out. Vince, final thoughts.
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
I'm going with a new one for the new year, Vince.
Yeah.
We don't want to make any money. We just love to sell guns. Bye, everybody.
Bye.